弟兄姊妹平安
，Peace to you, brothers and sisters。
大家新年好。
Happy New Year。
我们信主的，在新的一年里有不同于世人的盼望。
We those who believe in Christ have a different hope in this new year。
我们盼望在新的一年里面有属灵的长进。
We hope in this new year we grow in the spiritual life。
不断的向高处行。
And continue go higher。
我们在新的一年里面也盼望圣灵在我们的生命里面继续的动工。
We also hope this new year that Holy Spirit can have work in us.
使我们里面一天新似一天。
So that we are renewed day by day.
我们也盼望着这个主再来的日子。
We also hope Christ come again.
因为每过一年我们离主再来的日子就更近了。
Because every year passed, we're closer to Christ's second coming.
好，我们一起来读今天的经文。
Now let us read the verses for today.
我们今天的经文，由我来用中文念单数节，请弟兄姊妹们念双数节，然后呢，请 J 弟兄念英文。
Let us all read the singular verses, and brothers and sisters, please read the even verses, and I will read the English translation.
今天的经文是在以弗所书第四章十七节到三十二节。
Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 17 to 32.
四章十七节，所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
Verse 17. Now this I say and testify in the Lord that you must no longer walk.As Gentiles do in the futility of their mind.
他们是基督的奴隶，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity.
你们学了基督，却不是这样。
But that is not the way you learned Christ.
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Christ, in Jesus.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
So put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
And to be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Therefore, having put away falsehood.Let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of another.
生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
也不可给魔鬼留地步。
And give no opportunity to the devil.
从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事。
Like the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands so that he may have something to share with anyone in need.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up.As fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记， 等候得赎的日子来到。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice.
必要与你们死生相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
好，我们一起来为今天的正道来祷告。
Let us pray for today's message.
亲爱的天父主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为在主你的里面，我们每日都被更新。
Because we are renewed every day in Christ.
不仅仅是让我们开始了新的一年，更是开始了我们生命当中的新的一个阶段。
Not only we start a new year, but also we start a new chapter in our life.
我们是在耶稣基督里面存着这样活泼的盼望，来进入2023年。
We have in Christ this lively hope entering the year of 2023.
也谢谢主让我们开始以弗所正道的新的一个阶段。
Also, we thank you, God, to have us start a new phase in the book of Ephesians.
求主借着你自己的真道，让我们能够更加的活在圣洁里。
We pray that we can continue live in holiness by the truth from God.
让我们的生命可以为你做更好的见证。
And we can testify better for you.
让一切的荣耀都归给你。
And all glory to you.
这样祈求祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的。
And we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 感谢主，让我们今天在新年的第一天，开始以弗所书讲到的新的一个阶段。
We thank you, Lord, that today, as the first day of the year, we started the new chapter in a book, a new section in the book of Ephesians.
我们在过去几个月里面讲了以弗所书四章一到十六节的内容。
Past couple months, we already talk about chapter 4, verse 1 to 16.
主题是行在合一中。
And the topic was walk in unity.
接下来我们要讲四章十七到三十二节。
Now we're going to preach chapter 4, verse 17 to 32.
主题是行在圣洁中。
And the topic is walk in holiness.
今天主要是对四章十七到三十二节内容的一个简介。
Today we'll focus on the introduction of chapter 4, verse 17 to 32.
我们知道以弗所书四章到六章整个是偏重于对一到三章里面所宣告的教义的实践与应用。
We know that chapters 4 to 6 focus on practicing and applying the doctrines proclaimed in chapters 1 to 3.
上帝赐给人生命，对人也是有道德的要求。
God has given us, God has given human lives.And also have more standards for humans.
基督拯救了我们，赐给我们属天的新生命，也是要求我们活出这新生命的样式。
Christ saved us, and also gave us heavenly new life, and also want us to live out this new life.
那种认为信主的人不需要在行为上做出任何改变的所谓福音，是假福音。
Those who believe in gospel, but they think they don't have to change any behavior after accepting Christ, this gospel is fake gospel.
所以，从第四章一开始，保罗就说，既然我们蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
So Paul said in chapter 4, verse 1, we urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
那么使徒保罗在四章和六章里从七个方面仔细的教导我们行事为人如何与所蒙的恩召相称。
So in chapter 4 to 6, Apostle Paul have taught us how do we walk in a manner worthy of the call.
第一方面就是我们已经讲过的行在合一中。
Number one, walk in unity.
这是 四章的一到十六节。
This is from chapter 4, verse 1 to 16.
我们接下来要花一些时间来讲的是要行在圣洁中。
Now we're going to spend some time to discuss how to walk in holiness.
这是四章的十七节到三十二节。
This is from chapter 4, verse 17 to 32.
以后我们会讲行在爱心中，行在光明中，行在智慧中，行在征战中，和行在祷告中。
In the future, we'll preach walk in light, walk in wisdom, walk in wrestling, and walk in prayer.
在保罗所有的书信里面，以弗所书在为信徒的属灵方面是做了最详细的指导。
In Paul's letter, Apostle Paul has given Christians, followers, specific teaching.In the how to live in a holy life,
因为我们的信仰不是只在头脑里面懂得一些道理。
Because our faith is not only limited to the knowledge in our head,
而是在我们的生命当中活出来一个见证，知道我们的确是被基督的生命所改变。
But live out this new life and testify for Christ.
那么今天我们要来看的经文就是四章十七节到三十二节，从大的结构上来说是分为四个大部分。
So today's verse, verse 17 to 32, in general, there are four sections in those verses.
第一部分就是十七节的前半。
First section is from the second half of verse 17.
引出这一段经文的主题。
And focus on the topic.Those verses.
就是信徒行事为人不要再像外邦人，而是要活出属神的人圣洁的行为。
Which is, believers should not live a life like Gentiles, but to live a life in holiness.
那么第二部分呢，是从十七节后半到十九节，这是描述了外邦人行事的特点。
And the second section is from the second half, verse 17 to verse 19, which is describing the behavior of the Gentiles.
第三部分呢是二十到二十四节，这是过渡性的一段。
The third section is from verse 20 to verse 24, which is a transitional section.
虽然是过渡性的，却是教导了重要的基要真理。
Although it's a traditional section, it taught important doctrines.
是这一段经文就是十七节到三十二节经文的一个根基。
It is the basis of verse 17 to 32.
也是我们今天讲到要集中讲的内容。
Also, it's a focus for today.
那么第四部分呢，就是二十五节到三十二节。
The first section is verse 25 to verse 32.
这是具体的指导信徒如何行在圣洁中。
This is to teach how believers should walk in holiness.
如何活出不同于外邦人的生命。
Live a life unlike the Gentiles.
好，那我们接下来讲一下这些经文的要点。
Now let's discuss the important points from those verses.
主要是集中在这个二十节到二十四节的翻译和解释上。
I'll focusing on the interpretation and translation of verse 20 to 24.
我们先看第一部分，就是十七节的前半。
Let's look at the first section, which is the first half of verse 17.
在这里呢，保罗是用非常严肃的口气来告诫弟兄姊妹，说
，Paul seriously admonished brothers and sisters, saying.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人。
Now this I say and testify in the Lord that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do.
那么这里的所以呢，是从四章第一节那里联想。
The word so or now is connecting from the chapter 4 verse 1.
因为四章一节我们之前讲过，保罗吩咐说，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Because Paul, we previously preached that Paul said, since you should walk in a manner worthy of the calling.
所以你们要在灵里合一。
So that you have to walk, you have to unify in the Holy Spirit.
而到了这里呢， 就又接着说，所以行事不要再像外邦人。
But here it says, to which you have been called, you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do.
保罗在这里说自己是在主里确实的说。
Paul here said and emphasized, he testified in the Lord.
这里是强调他是照主耶稣基督的旨意严肃的来告诫他的读者。
Here he focused that, emphasized that he is, saying this according to, what God told him.
他所说的不是凭着他自己的意思。
What he said is not from him.
这是要引起信徒们特别的重视，要特别的吩咐他们要按照主的意思来行。
Which is to draw believers' attention that they should, do things according to God's will.
那么这里所提到的外邦人呢，就是同指不信基督的人。
So Gentiles here also means those who don't believe in Christ.
他们的行事为人的特点是保罗在十七节后半到十九节所描述的。
The characters that they Gentiles do is has been described in verse 17, second half to verse 19.
总的来说，就是一种完全以自我为中心、与神隔绝的生命。
In a summary, they live a life, they live out life, centering around themselves.
关于这个外邦人的行事的特点，我们下一次可以详细的再讲。
About the Gentiles' behavior, we'll talk about next time.
保罗是说，你们的行事为人不要再像他们那样。
Paul said, "You should not behave as Gentiles."
信主之后，你要活一个以基督为中心的生命。
After accepting Christ, you should live out a life as Christ.
那么保罗在这里有一层隐含的意思，就是说你们曾经是像外邦人那样行事。
Paul here,
implies.
Paul here implies that your life, you live out a life, you used to live out a life just like a Gentile.
那么虽然保罗这样已经很清楚、很严肃的吩咐弟兄姊妹说，你们不要再像过去像外邦人那样生活了。
Although Paul here really is, telling the believers that you should not live a life like a Gentile.
但是大家看到保罗十九节之后并没有马上具体的去吩咐信徒们现在当如何行。
But in verse 19, Paul did not directly telling the believers how they should behave.
那样具体的吩咐呢，是放在二十五节到三十二节。
The specific teaching is from verse 25 to verse 32.
25到32节那里保罗就具体的吩咐说，不要像外邦人那样撒谎的，要彼此说实话。
In verse 25 to verse 32 Paul said, don't lie as the Gentiles but to speak in truth.
不要再像外邦人那样生气以致犯罪。
Don't be like Gentiles and anger and sin.
不要再像外邦人那样偷窃而要诚实劳动。
Don't be like the Gentiles steal but to do honest work.
不要再像外邦人那样污言秽语而要说造就人的话等等。
Don't be like a Gentile to say the bad things, but to say good things to others.
而在这之前呢，就是在二十到二十四节，保罗讲了一段过渡性的教导。
So before this, so in verse 20 to 24, Paul had a transitional teaching.
虽然是过渡性的，但是这里面有一些根基性的真理，我们今天要来好好的思考。
Although transitional, there are some fundamental teaching, in those verses.
因为没有这些真理，基督徒是行不出二十五节到三十二节所吩咐的这些圣洁的行为。
Because without those fundamental truths, Christians cannot live out a life as what verse 25 to 32 is talking about.
那么在二十到二十四节里面，保罗概括的说，是教导了我们信主的人。生命的本质已经转换。
In verse 22-24, Paul taught us those believers that the life of believers has changed.
我们已经靠着基督脱去了旧人，穿上了新人。
We already put off our old self and we're put on the new self because of Christ.
这是上帝已经在我们身上成就的事实。
This is the truth that God has, the true work God has done on us.
但是这一重要的真理在我们刚才念的中英文的翻译里面好像都读不太出来。
However, this really important truth cannot be exposed very well in the previous, in the English and Chinese translation we previously read.
因为我们刚才念的那个经文，这个中文和俄本，它是在22节就说，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。23节说，又要将你们的心智改换一新。24节说，并且穿上新人。这个里面呢，好像是说，这三件事情都是我们需要做的，而不是上帝已经做的。
From verse 20 to 24, Paul says,
，等于说啊，这三节里面，中文和合本还有英文翻译版，都是连着用了三个命令式。
So in the verse 22 to 24, those three actions in both English and Chinese translation are imperative.
就似乎把保罗的意思变成了。你们信主之后要做这三件事。
It seems to change Paul's meaning that after accepting Christ, you have to do those things.
做了这三件事之后呢，还要在25节到32节那里具体的行出那些圣洁的行为。
After you have done those three things, and in verse 25 and to 32, you still need to do those specific things.
而这种翻译啊，无论是在中文的还是在英文的，都是不准确的。
So it's inaccurate for this type of understanding in both Chinese and English translation.
这三个动作就是，脱去、改换和穿上。
These three actions, put off, change, put on.
在原文里面，希腊原文里面，其实都没有用命令式。
It's not imperative in the original Greek text.
其实用的都是动词的不定式。
But it's infinitive tense.
而且脱去和穿上这两个词的不定式用的是 ors 这个过去的时态。
And the tense for put off and put on are the ors tense.
表示他们是过去已经完成的动作。
Which means action has already been done.
虽然改换用的是现在时，但用的是被动语态。
Although change is using the present tense.But it's a passive tense.
表示呢，这个不是人自己改换自己的心智。
Which means it's not something that human can change themselves.
Change their mind.
Change their mind.
而是神的工作。
But it's God's work.
所以二十到24节啊，更好的翻译啊，应该是这样的。
So, it's a better translation for 20 to 21, which is.
你们学了基督，却不是这样。
But you have not so learned Christ.
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
In as much as you heard about him and were taught in him, just as the truth is in Jesus.
就使得你们从前生活方式的旧人脱去了。
That you have laid aside the old person according to former style.
这旧人因私欲的迷惑不断变坏。
Who is being corrupted in accordance with the desires coming from deceit?
使你们的心智在被更新的同时，你们已经穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
But you are being renewed by the Spirit in your mind, and that you have put on the new person who has been created after God's likeness in righteousness and holiness that comes from truth.
所以，旧人脱去，新人穿上。都已经是神成就的工作。
So it's God's work that you put off your clothes, put off your old self and put on your new self.
正如在20到21节里面所说的，这个学了基督，听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，也都是用的是20的过去式。
Just like from verse 20 to 24, that.We learned Christ, heard about him, taught in him with the truth, are all the aorist tense.
也就是说，以弗所教会弟兄姊妹已经听了保罗及其同工所传的福音，信了主，而且他们已经得到了神的新生命， 他的老旧的生命已经死去。
Which is that the brothers and sisters in Church of Ephesians already heard about Christ, learned about Christ, there's their old life already been put off and they put on a new life. They were put on a new life.
这是神的工作，是我们信主的结果，而不是我们信主之后要去努力做的事情。
This is God's work, not our own work. So it's not something we strive for after we believe in Christ.
这样的翻译和解释呢，是更符合希腊的文法。
Those type of translation and interpretation is more aligned with the Greek grammars.
也符合保罗教导真理的一贯原则。
Also aligned with Paul's own principles.
因为他都是先教导我们因信耶稣而获得生命本质和地位的更新之后，再教导我们应该活出这一新生命，使行为和信心相称。
Because Paul already teaches us we should first believe in Christ, and then our hearts will be renewed, and the actions will be according to a Christ.
我们从保罗其他的书信的平行经文里面也可以看到这点。
Those are reflected in the parallel scriptures from Paul's letters.
比如说在哥罗西书三章三节，保罗这样说。
For example, Colossians chapter 3, verse 3.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
哥罗西书三章一节也说，你们若真与基督一同复活。
If then you have been raised with Christ.
三章九节到十节这里更加清楚了。
It's more clear in chapter 3, verse 9 to 10.
说不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。
Do not lie to come to one another, saying that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of Creator.
所以这几节平行经文呢，其中的动词就像从英文里面可以看出来，这几个动词死了、复活、脱去、穿上，都是希腊原文用的是 aorist， 过去的时态。
So those verbs in the book Colossians we just read, that including death, resurrection, resurrect, put off, put on, are all in the aorist tense.
在英文里面就给它翻成了现在的完成时，就是 have put on, have died 等等。
But in the English translation is the
perfect tense.
Perfect tense.Which is half put on, half died.
表示这些都是我们信主时已经发生了的事实。
As meaning that those are things happened after we accept Christ.
保罗在罗马书六章解释我们救恩的性质的时候，也是有类似的原则。
Paul in chapter 6, when he was explaining the knowledge of we accepting Christ, have the same, which he also had the same principles.
罗马书六章二节到七到八节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 2 to 8.
保罗在回应一些人的控告说，你们基督教是不是教导信主之后就可以随便犯罪呢？
When Paul was answered a question, which is saying that when people believe in Christ, they can they just sin whenever they want?
罗马书六章二节这样回答，断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Romans chapter 6 verse 2. By no means, how can we who died to sin still live in it?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we could no longer be enslaved to sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
For one who has died has been set free from sin.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we have also lived with him.
这里罗马书六章的这个经文里面的所用的动词。
The verses from chapter 6 in book of Romans.
比如说死，同钉十架，同复活等等。
For example, die,crucified with Christ and resurrected like him.
希腊原文里面用的也是 aorist 这种过去时态，或者其中 有一处用的是完成时态。
It is in the aorist tense and also some of them are perfect tense in the original Greek text.
这表示这些都是我们真信主的时候已经发生的事情。
Which means those are the true things that happened after we believe in Christ.
所以我们信主时，神赐给我们属天的新生命，替换了我们原来堕落的旧生命。
So when we believe in Christ, God has given us this new life, exchanged the new fallen life, the old, the previously old fallen life.
改变了我们生命的本质。
Changed the basis, the foundation of our lives.
换句话说，就是我们重生了。
In another word, we were born and regenerated.
这个才是我们能够活出圣洁行为的基础。
This is a basis and foundation that we can live out holiness.
如果不是神先改变了我们生命的本质，我们是不可能有真正讨人喜悦的行为。
We are not able to do things according to God's will or happiness, unless we are changed, our lives are changed inside out.
所以基督教不同于其他的宗教。
So Christians, is different from other religions.
我们不是靠着自己的努力、好行为去讨神的喜悦。
We are not doing things that God happy with by, we are not fulfilling God's happiness by doing things.
And we do not please, try to please God.
We are not trying to please God by doing things.
而是因为我们先接受神所预备的救恩。
But that we first accept the salvation from God.
他赐我们一个新生命给我们。
That he gave us, he bestowed us a new life.
这个新生命从里面才能发出真正的好行为。
The good deeds are fruits from this new life, inside.
而这个以弗所书四章二十二节、二十四节，正确翻译之后正是要表达这样的意思。
So this is a true meaning, from chapter 4, verse 22 to 24.
弟兄姊妹们有在以前有可能也听过关于这一段的这个教导。
Brothers and sisters, probably you have heard about the teachings from those verses before.
我记得有传道人说这一段是要教导我们天天脱去旧人，每天都起来穿上新人。
I remember there are some preachers taught us.Every day we should put off our old self, and every day we should put on our new self.
而实际上那个是不正确的教。
So that is wrong.
因为旧人已经死去。
Because old self already died.
与主同钉十字架。
Crucified with Christ.
因为我们信主。
Because we believe in
Christ. 神已经赐给我们新，已经让我们变成了新人。
God has made us be new people.
本来今天新年的讲道，我也可以讲，让我们。在新的一年里面努力地穿上新人。
Today is the first day of the new year. I could have talked that in the new year we put on our new self.
而实际上我们今天能够更加的喜乐，更加的感恩，不是因为我们要穿上新人，而是主耶稣基督已经使我们成为了新人。
But we know that the happiness we have today is not we put on our new self, but it's Christ who has given us our new self.
靠着主的帮助，我们可以在新的一年里面行出这个新人应有的样式。
rely on God、in this new year, we can、walk in holiness.
接下来我们再看、这一段、20到24、这段经文要教导我们的更加延伸的几点意思。
Let's continue with extended teaching from verse 20 to 24.
第一点就是旧人与新人是不能够共存。
Number one, old people cannot coexist with new people.
就是不存在某人又是基督徒，同时他又可以是非基督徒的一种中间的状态。
There is no such neutral status between a Christian and a non-Christian.
要不你就是属于世界、属于魔鬼的旧人。
Either you belong to this earth and belong to Satan.
要不你就是属于基督的新人。
Or you belong to Christ as a new person.
你要成为新人，旧人必须死去。
If you want to become a new person, the old self must die.
如果旧人没有死去，新人也不能够在我们里面。
There cannot be a new person if the old person is not dying.
所以、神在我们生命当中所做的是一个、替换的工作。
So the work God has done on us is an exchange work, work of exchange.
而不是一个改良的工作。
Not upgrade.
那么我们怎么知道自己真正成为了一个新人呢？
Then how do we know we become a new person?
那我们要查验我们心里面是不是有渴慕、能够活出新人的样式。
We need to examine ourselves. Do we have the desire to live out as a new person?
我们是不是 渴慕我们有新的行为与新的生命本质相称？
Do we desire the new life is working with a new action?
John MacArthur 牧师有这样一个比喻。
A parable from Pastor John MacArthur.
他说世界上有许多这个援救机构、rescue missions.
In this world, there are a lot of rescue missions.
他们常常设一些、专门洗给人洗澡和换衣服的地方。
They have a designated area for people who can、take shower and change.
他们去那些、灾难当中救一些人出来。
They go to the disastrous place and pull someone out.
比如说将人 从一个 要沉的这个船里面救出来，将人从这个 落进海中的这个人救出来。
Because they,、for example, they pull people out from a sunken ship, they save people from falling into the water.
或者将人从饥荒和战争中救出来。
Or they save people from hunger and save people from war.
把这些人救出来之后呢，这些机构就把这个得救的人呢送到这些专门洗澡和换衣服的地方，让他们好好的清洁自己，然后换下脏衣服，穿上新衣服。
So after they pull those people out of the disaster place, they send those people to take a shower and exchange with new clothes.
而且这些脏衣服要烧掉。
And those old clothes will be burned.
因为不能再穿了，那上面、很脏，而且可能也带着疾病。
Which cannot be worn again because it's very dirty and might have diseases.
所以在世界上去救人的这些机构都知道这个道理。
So those earthly rescue organizations know this principle.
而且这些得救的人要开始一个新生活，我想他们 也不大愿意要再穿着原来的脏衣服。
And those who were saved want to start new life, they no longer want to wear their old clothes.
而这些人呢，还只是身体得救。
And those people are saved, their body are saved.
只是开始地上的新生活而已。
They just start a new life on this earth.
而神是救了我们的灵魂，赐我们新生命。
But God has saved our soul and gave us a new life.
我们的行为更是要与新的生命匹配。
And our new life needs to be working together with the new actions.
所以一个真正得救的人，他对于原来的旧的行为，他是觉得脏的，他是觉得不舒服，他要脱掉。
So a truly saved person will think their old fallen life is very dirty.
因为这是因为圣灵在我们的里面已经使我们的心思意念、有一个改变。
Because Holy Spirit has done work and changed our mind.
使我们的价值观 使我们的世界观都发生改变。
Change our standard for this earth and for the valley.
原来旧的生活方式在信主的人眼里已经觉得脏了。
Because the old life has been regarded as dirty in those who truly believe in Christ.
另外一个比喻就是说，我们信主之前就像乞丐一样。
The other parable, before we believe in Christ, we were like beggars.
神救了我们，使我们成为他的儿女。
God saved us so that we become His children.
成了王子，成了公主。
We became princess and prince.
那我们的一举一动就不要再像乞丐。
So our actions should not be like beggars.
所以我们行为能够有这样变化，都是因为我们生命本质的改换，在神面前的地位变。
So the change in our behavior is just because our status in God has changed.
在这个基础上，保罗才从二十五节到三十二节来讲我们作为新人，我们的行为应该是什么样。
Based on those teachings, Paul in verse 17 to
25 to 32.
Paul in verse 25 to 32 has continued his teaching about the new life.
我们以后会花更多的时间来详细的讲。
In the future, we'll focus on the details of those.
我们今天可以稍微快速来看一下，就旧人跟新人在行为上的一些对比。
So today we can see a brief comparison between old man and new man.
旧人的行为方式是外邦人的行为方式。
The old man's behavior are like Gentiles.
就是不认识神的人。
Unbelievers.
而新人是学了基督的，就是基督徒。
New men are Christians learned of Christ.
旧人是存虚妄的心行事。
Old men do things in the futility of their thinking.
就是他们的心思意念是达不到神设计当初设计荣耀神的这个要求。
And their mind cannot reach the standard that God has put human for.
而新人心智改换一新。
A new man has a new, are new in the attitude of their mind.
旧人心地是昏昧的。
Old men darken in their understanding.
也就是说，他们不理解上帝的启示。
That they do not understand the revelation from God.
而新人是听过他的道，学了他的真理。
But new men heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth.
旧人是以神所赐的生命隔绝。
Old men alienated and separated from the life of God.
就是说，他没有从神那里来的赐给我们的那个新生命。
Which is they do not have the new life given by God.
而新人是照着神的形象造的。
But new men are created to be like God.
旧人是良心丧尽。
Old men lost all sensitivity.
意思就是说他们的良心对罪恶再也不敏感。
Which means their righteousness are not sensitive to evil.
而新人是领受了神的 教导。
But new men were taught in Christ.
知道什么是对，什么是错。
Know what's wrong and what's right.
旧人是放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
Old men indulge in every kind of impurity and are full of greed.
而新人是有真理的仁义和圣洁。
But new men have true righteousness and holiness.
旧人是习惯于说谎。
Old men are full of falsehood.
而新人是与邻舍说实话。
But new men speak truthfully to their neighbors.
旧人是随自己的意思生气犯罪，给魔鬼留地。
Old men are anger and sin and give opportunity to the devil.
而新人是不可含怒到日落。
But new men do not let the sun go down while they are still angry.
旧人是偷窃。
Old men they steal.
而新人是诚实劳动。
But old men they do honest work with their own hands.
旧人是污言秽语的。
Old men has corrupting talk.
而新人是随时说造就人的好话。
A new man speak what is good for building up others.
旧人是没有圣灵的。
Old man has no Holy Spirit.
新人是不叫神的圣灵担忧。
But new man do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
是受了圣灵的印记，等候救赎的日子来的。
By whom they were sealed for the day of redemption.
旧人充满了各样的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒。
Old men are full of bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander along with all malice.
而新人是以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了我们一样。
But new men are kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave each other.
是的，我们真正信主的，旧事已过，一切都变成新的。
Yes, those who believe in Christ, after the old things pass, everything will become anew.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们，共勉，在新的一年里面。靠主更加活出新生命应该有的样式。
Brothers, let's all receive this teaching and work together, so that in the new year we can rely on God and live out our new holiness life.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
在天父，我们谢谢你的大恩大爱。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love.
在我们还是罪人的时候，你就先爱我们。
When we were still the old self, the fallen life, you loved us.
你拆下你的独生爱子耶稣基督，为我们死在十架上。
You sent your beloved Son Christ, died for us.
让我们罪得赦免，可以成为你的儿女。
So that our sin can be forgiven and become your children.
让我们因为领受主的救恩，得到属天的新生命。
So that we can have new life because of the salvation.
在我们真信主的一刻，我们的旧人已死。
In which our old self has died at the moment we accept Christ.
我们在主的里面成了新造的人。
We become a new person in Christ.
主啊，求主你带领我们。
Lord, we pray that you lead us.
我们的心里面有你来的动力，愿意活出这个新的行为与。新人的身份相称。
And we have motivation in our heart that we would love to live out the life according to your standard.
我们也迫切地求主你来帮助我们，因为你知道在这条路上我们靠自己还是不行。
We really pray that you help us because you know on this narrow path we cannot rely on ourselves.
在成圣的路上我们仍然要靠着圣灵使我们的心思意念继续的变化，使我们的行为更加的像耶稣基督。
On this path through holiness, we still need to be relying on Holy Spirit in order to have our heart renewed and live out the new life as you will.
就让我们能够立志在这一年里面遵循你的旨意。
Please help us to make up this resolution.In order to follow you in this new year.
让我们的生命更能荣耀。
So that our life can better glorify you.
这样祈求祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.